kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Healthy Pinoy. Habang nagbabago ang kulay ng mga dahon at nagiging malutong ang hangin, ang Taglagaso Autumn ay nagdadala ng panapanahong pagbabago, lalo na sa kalusugan. Sinasabing ito ang rurok ng mga trangkaso, infeksyon o viral illness. Isa sa mga inalam natin mula sa ating eksperto ay kung totoo ba na sanhi ng sakit kapag nabasakan ng ulan. Yan ang ating tatalakayin sa Healthy Pinoy, kasama ang GP specialist na si Dr. Angelica Lugarta Scott.
Sabi nga nila, peak ng viral illness po yung autumn kasi nga lumalamig na ang panahon, at for sure po, mas marami yung mga nagpupunta sa GP nila para magpa-check up. Sa Pilipinas po, Doc, pag pumupunta tayo sa doktor, sasabihin natin, naku, magpapa-check ako kasi nga sinisipon. Pero pag dito sa Australia, Doc, medyo napapaisip tayo kung paano sasabihin in English yung may sipon ako. Paano po usually?
Yeah, it's really true, Claudette, na, you know, autumn, there's an uptick of viral illnesses during that time. And especially, it's true because people are spending more time indoors and kasi it's becoming colder now, okay? And also, yung mga tao rin kasi when, it's true, when they see their GP and they can't really say it in their own language, in English na, I'm feeling, you know, my cold ako, sinisipon ako. But, you know, most of the doctors naman, most of the GPs here, they can understand when patients would say, I'm feeling run down, I have runny nose. It's very well understood naman if patients would say that. And then the doctors can then ask further kung ano yung symptoms nila.
Okay, so kailangan sabihin, I feel run down, I have a runny nose, parang ganon, hindi ba?
Ganon, I have cold, I have headache, I am coughing. So it's... Ito naman, naiintindihan naman yan.
Doc, ano po ba yung mga common illness pagsimula ng autumn?
Yes. So there are many common viral illnesses. So isa na doon yung common cold at saka yung influenza. So it can be influenza A or influenza B. Meron rin tayong tinatawag na respiratory syncytial virus. And also, it is expected na maybe there will be higher cases of COVID again during this autumn or during winter.
Prevention is better than cure, Doc. Ano yung mga simpleng paraan na pwedeng gawin ng ating mga kababayan, syempre upang makaiwas sa sakit, Doc? And paano ba natin maaring pangalagaan ang ating kalusugan sa cold season na ito?
There are several steps or maraming simple steps that we can do really to help prevent our from, you know, avoid these illnesses. So number one of that is really hand hygiene. And we know this very well. So frequent hand washing with soap and water is one of the most effective ways to prevent the spread of viruses. So if soap and water are not available, of course, yung alcohol-based na hand sanitizer. Another thing is vaccination. So making sure na you stay up to date with the vaccination. So particularly yung ngayong flu season, so it's very important to have the flu vaccine. So flu vaccine is usually updated annually to combat the most common strains for the upcoming season. So normally dito sa Australia, we give that around April, end of April to May. So just make sure that you are up to date with that. Also make sure that you're up to date with the recent COVID vaccine. So ang pinaka-recent ngayon yung itatawag nating XBB 1.5 vaccine. But then of course meron certain criteria yung government on who can have this new vaccine, but it's important yung mga above 75, those with who are immunocompromised or you have chronic diseases, so it's very important that they have this new vaccine. So, another thing rin is yung tinatawag nating respiratory etiquette for that. Yung, for example, you cough or you sneeze, it's important that you use your elbow when coughing, or of course, use a tissue if you can, and then wash your hands afterwards. Then, avoiding close contact. So, if you see someone that is, you know, not feeling well or, you know, coughing or sneezing, of course, avoid being close to them. Okay, keep your distance to prevent you from getting sick too. And yung tanong mo about strengthening the immune system. So there are really ways that simple ways that you can strengthen your immune system. So number one of that is healthy lifestyle. This is to support your immune system. So this includes eating balanced diet, having regular exercise and ensuring that you have adequate sleep. So adequate sleep is really more than 7 hours a day, okay, or at night. Sleep is very important because this is when your body cleans up everything and also resets your immune defenses. So if you lack sleep, then your immune system will go down as well. Another thing is you're managing your stress. I know sometimes in our day-to-day life, we are stressed. A little bit of stress is okay, as long as you can manage, but chronic stress and yung hindi mo na ma-manage yung stress mo, it also affects your immune system. So it's really important to manage that, okay? And also another thing is, yung mga to avoid naman para sa at home or at work, it's really important that you clean the and disinfect your surfaces, okay? So especially yung mga doorknobs, light switches, and personal devices, it's very important that you clean them regularly, disinfect them to avoid the spread of viruses. And lastly, not a lot are wearing it now, pero it's still important to wear masks, not all the time, but probably if you're unwell, you can wear a mask. Or if you are in crowded places, or you're not sure if there are people with cough and colds here and there, so it's important to wear a mask to protect yourself, to protect others.
Tatanong ko lang kasi nga sa Pilipinas may mga paniniwala yung mga matatanda kapag nauulanan ka or malamig yung panahon magkakalagnat ka, magkakasipon. Coming from the perspective of an expert po, totoo po ba to or you only get those mga cough and flu kapag merong laway or like ubo na napunta sa iyo, yung ganun po?
Ang explanation talaga niyan is hindi naman dahil sa naulanan ka, okay? It's really to do with the weather itself. So, kung medyo malamig, yung mga maliliit na mga airborne viruses that are floating around, they stick to the nose. Pumapasok doon easily kung malamig ang panahon. Okay, so hindi katulad yung, di ba, sobrang init. So yung mga airborne viruses doon, medyo parang namamatay rin sila. Tapos medyo moist yung, nasal passages mo. Meron kasi tayong mga defense, maliliit na hairs doon, tinatawag natin cilia. They are very moist during hot weather, hot season. So hindi gano'ng nakakadikit yung mga viruses. So, but kung halimbawa naulanan yung tao, very humidity ba is high or basta medyo malamig. So yung mga maliliit na airborne na bacteria and viruses doon is they stay in the air longer. So kaya yung na-timing na naulanan ka, nandoon yung mga virus, napasok sa nose mo, yung cilia mo doon, maliliit na hairs, are a bit dry, they cannot fight a little bit on these little bacteria and viruses. So kaya nangyari. So there is an explanation for yung mga tita, tito, or lola na sinasabi. There's an explanation to it. Yeah. Pero hindi lang sa ulan. There's a little mechanism happening within.
Ayan, thanks for clarifying, Doc. Kasi nga, naalala ko yung mom ko, lagi siyang nagsasabi sa akin, huwag kang magpaulan kasi baka magkasakit ka. Dito sa Australia, parang we don't really believe na dahil sa ulan, it's because pala may virus doon sa
May
mga
mga
droplets.
naglilipad dyan. Oo.
Oo, airborne. Oh,
Yeah.
lastly, Doc, di ba dito sa Australia may Medicare na po tayo? And it's very easy to visit the GP anytime. But simula nung tinanggal ng ibang clinics yung bulk bill at may charge na para sa mga nagtitipid, although dapat hindi tinitipid yung ating kalusugan, minsan iniisip nila worth it bang pumunta sa GP kung simpleng ubo at sipon lang. Kailan ba dapat talagang pumunta tayo sa GP natin?
I think really important is, for example, this is for adults, okay? So for adults, especially for if you have a chronic illness, is you feel that you're not getting better. So for example, 1, 2 days, tingin mo okay pa, nakakainom ka naman, nakakakain ka, that's fine. But if it's lasted longer than 3, 4, 5 days, nanghihina ka, parang it's difficult to breathe, you feel like you're deteriorating, especially kung meron kang chronic disease or meron kang mga tiyatawag nating asthma, COPD, type 2 diabetes na uncontrolled, and other chronic illnesses there, it's better to see the GP. Okay, para ma-check yung lungs, ma-check yung throat, so it's important. Sa mga healthy individual, yung mga in their 20s or are healthy, so sometimes, yes, you can cough up yung green phlegm, it's fine, you know, as long as nakakakain ka, nakakainom ka, hindi naman deteriorating, hindi ka naghihirap maghinga, then it's fine. It may last a bit longer. But if you're concerned, there's always a telehealth with the GP naman, okay? So telehealth is there. Doon naman sa mga children, it's really important, especially the younger ones, na it's important that kahit 1 to 2 days lang, but if you're seeing that they are really chesty, yung crackly, yung parang hawakan mo yung chest nila, and you really feel them breathing, yung crackly breathing nila, it's really, really important to take them to the doctor as soon as possible, okay? Hindi, don't wait for it na they're already struggling to breathe,
Yes.
don't wait na hindi na sila kumakain or they're dehydrated, don't wait for that. The sooner the better for young children.
Healthy Pinoy. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.